Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2061. Yesterday I mentioned, I think at the end of the recording, that today I had a presentation that I had to do to federal health government with respect to supporting an in-home program for eating disorders and so forth. So that meeting happened a few hours ago, and look, it's tricky. I mean, there are always people asking for money from the federal government, and this is a program that they put up a grant for. I think they pulled together a grant application pretty quickly and they didn't get funding for it. I've heard about the program, identified that it probably would have helped save my daughter's life, and therefore I've gotten behind it, reached out to various politicians, got us a meeting federally, which happened today, and we do the presentation, and oh, look, it's just really tough. I think some of the key people were not there in the meeting federally. I think that was a bit disrespectful, to be honest. I mean, the key person should have been there. They sent a couple of other people there instead. And I don't know. I mean, the Alfred Health were certainly very pleased with my contribution. They said, look, if you weren't there, there probably would have been no point in having the meeting. So they were very grateful for that. And it's, look, they've heard about the program. It's opened the door more. They've obviously heard my side of it from a lived experience. And it's only going to do more good than harm. I asked questions about what could we further do to help increase the traction on conversations, and how do we, look to get the funding and stuff. And I provided some input towards that. I don't know. It's time. It's time, and hopefully we can connect through somewhere, but certainly they have an awareness. They're going to take away what they heard from us today back to the people that should have been there and the rest of their team, and it's a bit of a waiting game. We'll see. We'll see where it ends up. But one way or the other, we'll keep pushing and keep, getting the funding. We'll find it one way or another. So, I think we just have challenges in life, and some of them are bigger than others. And this one's obviously a really big one. I mean, it's $3.7 million of funding required. Now, we could start a GoFundMe type process to attempt to get the funding. I mean, that's another avenue if we can't get it state or federally. And that just takes time, obviously, to do that. I haven't gone down that path yet. I'm kind of stepping back a little bit from getting involved in all this week, so I don't think it's great for me to stay in the space. But if people want my views and want my assistance, I'm stepping in if it's appropriate. So, I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard, right? If you want to achieve success, it's hard. You've got to keep pushing when it's right. But I'm proud of the fact that we're able to get to that point of getting this meeting today, and at least there's been more conversation about it, which can only do good, I am sure. And look, certainly from a value-add perspective, I often talk about adding value in relationships. If you want to get further ahead, if you want to get better outcomes, then you've got to consistently add value to others. And I think Alfred Health is saying that I'm adding so much value to them, like just so much value, that it's building a really strong relationship, and them seeing me as somebody that's a very, very high value to them and in their quest and of what it is that they're doing. So you just never know where that can lead to in the future and other opportunities that may come up. I mean, you can't just walk in off the street and form these relationships with these high-level people that run these health institutions. So you know, I've kind of found the back door, I suppose, and like added instant value from the first time that I met them, and then just consistently demonstrating the power of my influence and the value that I can bring to the table. So I think if you think about what it is that you do, how can you be adding value to more people? And I've done plenty of podcasts on this, on both this and the Mental Toughness and Body Show. But it can be as simple as, like on social media, it can be liking, sharing, commenting, and not from a being a fan type perspective, but doing it in a way that, I don't know, like I see a lot of comments on Instagram which are just like flaming emojis or love heart emojis and things like that. Be different. Most people will do that. Write something different. And you will find that you'll stand out from everybody else, because that's what it takes, right? In a sea of people where everyone's wearing a black hat and you're wearing a red hat, then guess what? In a glance, you are going to stand out. And that's what happens with a lot of this stuff on social media as well. And don't ask for anything. Just do not ask for things. Just add value. Just keep adding value. And you just never know where that can lead to something down the track. So, yeah, so these types of meetings, like I did a lot of preparation yesterday for making sure, all right, what are the key points that I want to get across to, you know, to these federal people. And I think I achieved that well, asked good questions, presented very, very well to the team. Certainly was the best dressed out of every attendee. And again, they're just those small differences where people can see that you're dressed professionally. I could have just been dressed as a casual parent, if you like, that is providing a version of events that their child has gone through, but I show up professionally. And whether you think it's rubbish or not, when you present the right way, you have more credibility because you've taken the time to present yourself appropriately. And it's as simple as things like making sure that your background is correct and all that kind of stuff. Now, this was on WebEx, which I don't like WebEx. I don't like Teams either. I'm a Zoom man. So yeah, you can't have your background. Oh, well, maybe you can on WebEx. I don't know. I don't know how to set that up. And when you don't have WebEx yourself, then you're just connecting, and I don't know how quickly you can just like navigate and put it in a different background or whatever. But so in that case, knowing that it's a live background and not a virtual background, you've got to make sure that you've got appropriate things in the background as well. Don't make it look like you're in your bedroom. Don't, you know, don't be outside. Don't be in a cafe. Making sure that you can hear clearly, good sound, all that kind of stuff. That's simple little things. Show up like you mean business. Show up professionally. Because most people don't. And again, you stand out. You make a difference. So, yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. So I have these types of meetings. They can be a little bit heavy because of obviously the content and, you know, in finishing the conversations, it's then there's time for reflection. I think even though, you know, I don't finish the conversations and it, you know, I then go down a rabbit warren of sadness, I just think it's just a heaviness that kind of sits there. And so, you know, that happened a couple of hours ago. I've been working pretty much non-stop since. I thought, oh, I need to get up and take some steps. I was going to go outside and record this while I was walking, but it's a bit windy. I don't really like the wind cutting into the recording. So I thought I'd just walk around my studio right now. I've got a busy afternoon into the evening tonight. But yeah, I don't know. There's challenge. Got to find ways of dealing with it. Show up professionally. Add value. First impressions count. keep making a difference to others, and look after your health. Both physical and mental health. They're probably all my messages there for you today. So, yeah, we'll keep this short. Stay safe, stay healthy, everybody. Keep fighting, keep focusing, keep driving forward. See you tomorrow.